نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، then to continue with Sharh al-Sunnah of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah. Then last time we had point number 107. And just to mention some of the points from the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah, then we had the point that whoever limits himself to the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to that which the companions were upon, then he will triumph over all of the people of innovation. He will be upon what is correct, and he will triumph over them, all of them, even if they are many in number. And the point that whoever is upon the book, the sunnah, and the ijma', the consensus, and he is with the jama'ah, the body of the Muslims upon the truth, then he will be secure in his body, will be secure physically, and he will be secure with regard to his religion. And we had the point that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam foretold that splitting would occur, splitting and differing would occur within this nation. And he counseled and gave the advice that the people, when that happened, were to adhere to his sunnah. And he informed in a separate hadith that when this occurs, when the nation splits into 73 sects, that one of these sects would be saved. And he described it as being that which is upon the light of what I and my companions are upon. And with regard to the rest of the 73 sects, the other 72, then they are threatened with the hellfire. And Shaykh al-Fawzan made the important point that that doesn't mean that we are saying that they are all disbelievers and they will all remain in the hellfire forever, but rather they vary, they differ. There's some in their innovation, they reach such a level that their innovation amounts to disbelief. So those people will be in the hellfire forever along with the disbelievers. And there are some whose innovation reaches the level of being wickedness and sin. And then they will be along with the disobedient ones, and will not be in the hellfire forever. And the Shaykh made the point, Shaykh Fawzan, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informed us of these things that were going to occur, so that we should be upon clarity. When it occurred, it could be upon clear insight. And therefore, he advises us that when that occurred, that we should have patience, we should adhere to the truth, and have patience upon it. And Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, because the people in this life are like travellers in a desolate land, very dangerous and desolate land, with no signposts, a land where people can stray and become lost, and there's only one beacon that shows the way, which is the book and the sunnah. In Islam, there's just one beacon there that shows the correct way, the Book of Allah, the Most High, and the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever takes the path, is guided by that, and takes that path, he will be upon the correct way, and reach the destination, and whoever strays from it, doesn't take that, he will become lost, and become destroyed. Likewise, we have the point that with regard to being afraid and bewaring of going beyond the limits and of extremism. And Shaykh al-Fawzan brought an example of that, the hadith concerning the three men who came to the houses of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked about the worship of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it was described to them, the narration mentions, it was as if they thought it was something slight. It was only a small amount. They expected something much, much more. But then the idea came to their mind, the wrong idea, that was because, of course, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all his previous sins and later sins were forgiven, so he had no need to do a great deal of worship. All his sins are forgiven already, so he didn't need to do a great deal of worship. But as for us, then, meaning we're different. So one of them said, as for me, that I will pray and I will not sleep. I'll pray, meaning I'll pray the whole night, throughout the night, and not sleep. And the second one said, I will fast, and I will never leave off fasting. And the third one said, as for me, I will avoid the women, I will avoid marrying. So Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, freed himself from all of these three people. And mentioned, whoever turns away from my sunnah, that he is not from me. So this contains a warning for us against going beyond the limits and against extremism. And that rather, what is upon us is to adhere to the original religion and to abandon all new innovations and mistaken introductions that people have mistakenly introduced from their thinking, to abandon all of that and to accept only what is confirmed in the book and the sunnah, what the companions of the Allah anhum were upon. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continued with what occurs here on page 63 of the second volume, as point number 108, with a continuation. وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الدِّينَ الْأَتِيقَ مَا كَانَ مِنْ وَفَاةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَى قَتْلِ عُثْمَانَ بْنِ عَفَّانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وكان قتله أول الفرقة وأول الاختلاف فتحاربت الأمة وتفرقت واتبعت الطمع والأهواء والميل إلى الدنيا فليس لأحد رخصة في شيء أحدثه مما لم يكن عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو يكون رجل يدعو إلى شيء أحدثه من قبله من أهل البدع فهو كمن أحدثه فمن زعم ذلك أو قال به فقد رد السنة وخالف الحق والجماعة وأباح البدع وهو أضر على هذه الأمة من إبليس. He said, rahimahullah, and know that the Deen al-Atiq, and know that the ancient religion is how it was from the death of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the murder of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. His murder was the beginning of splitting and the start of differing. So the nation fought amongst themselves, split, and followed greed and desires, and inclined towards this world. So no one has any concession for anything which he introduces from that which the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam were not upon, nor for any man to call to anything which the people of innovation innovated before him. So he will be just like the one who innovated it. So anyone who claims it or says it, then he has rejected the sunnah and he has opposed the truth and the jama'ah, and he has made innovations lawful. He is more harmful to this nation than Iblis. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said in explanation, his saying, وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الدِّينَ الْأَتِيقَ مَا كَانَ مِنْ وَفَاةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ إِلَى قَتْلِ عُثْمَانَ بْنِ عَفَّانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And know that the ancient religion is how it was from the death of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam until the murder of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning that the pure and clear jama'ah, pure and clear united body of Muslims upon the truth, salam wa rahmatullah, the pure and clear jama'ah which did not have any differing, is that which was in the time of the three Khalifas, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. Because in the time of the three Khalifas, ikhtilaf, disagreements, differing, did not occur. And the Muslims were a single jama'ah, a single body, agreeing upon the truth. So when the killing of Uthman radiallahu anhu occurred, then the door opened up for the people to differing and evils and fitan, trials and tribulations, through his murder radiallahu anhu. He said, he's saying, وَكَانَ قَتْلُهُ أَوَّلَ الْفُرْقَةِ, and his murder was the start of splitting. Sheikh Fawzan said, the beginning of splitting occurred on account of the murder of Uthman radiallahu anhu. When he was killed, Al-Aman's order and security was breached, was broken. Order and security was broken. And the united body separated. And misguided sects appeared. And that which has been written in history occurred. However, along with all of this, and all praises for Allah, the religion is preserved. Whoever wants the truth and wants good does not have to do anything except to return to the book, to refer back to the book and the sunnah, and to what the united body, the jama'ah of the Muslims, were upon. And he will find the truth clearly, even if the differing becomes much, and the trials and tribulations and evils become many. Then the Shaykh explained, and he gave the reason that led to the murder of Uthman radiallahu anhu. He said, and the cause of the killing of Uthman radiallahu anhu, the rightly guided and just Khalifa, the Nurayn, the possessor of the two lights, which is a title given to Uthman radiallahu anhu because he was married to two of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after the other. The first one died, passed away radiallahu anha, and Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married him to the second. So therefore he's given the title Dhun Nurayn, the possessor of the two lights. He married to two of the mothers of the believers. So he said that the cause of the murder of Uthman radiallahu anhu, the rightly guided and just Khalifa, possessor of the two lights, was that a Jew from the Jews of Yemen, who was called Abdullah ibn Sabah, who had the title Ibn al-Sawda, the son of the black woman. Just in case we forget, this Abdullah ibn Sabah, he was the founder of the Rafida, founder of this religion of the Rafida Shia. Ones are in Persia at the moment, which they call Iran. So this Abdullah ibn Sabah, who had the title Ibn al-Sawda, the son of the black woman, because his mother was an Abyssinian woman. So he pretended to be upon Islam as a trick. Then he came to Al-Madinah and he began spreading amongst the people abuse against Uthman and speaking against Uthman, intending by that to disrupt the order of the Muslims and to split the Muslims, to cause splits amongst the Muslims. And the Shaykh made the point, he said, and the callers to misguidance, they find that each and every time the callers to misguidance, they find people who will follow them and incline towards them and give ear to their speech, This happens in every time and in every age. The callers to misguidance find many from the ignorant masses and the foolish people who will give ear to them, who will listen to them, and who will follow up, who will follow their reports. We follow the reports which they bring. The Shaykh said, just as he, the Most High, said, وَلِتَصْغَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَلِيَرْضَوْهُ وَلِيَقْتَرِفُوا وَلِيَقْتَرِفُوا مَا هُمْ مُقْتَرِفُونَ. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, Ayah 113. The explanation, and in order that the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter should incline towards falsehood and be pleased with it, and that they may commit that which they commit. Shaykh Fawzan said, carrying on with the story of this evildoer, Ibn Sabah, he said, they're gathered along with this Ibn Sabah, ignorant people and stupid common people, and they began abusing Uthman radiallahu anhu. Then he became alert to him. Uthman radiallahu anhu became alert to this man and what he was doing. So therefore he fled. Abdullah ibn Sabah fled. He ran away from Al-Madina and went to Egypt. And he found a group of people there. And he went to other than Egypt. And he found a group of people. So groups of evil people joined him. Groups of the evil people, evildoers, they joined him, flocked towards him. Then they came and they besieged Uthman radiallahu anhu in his house. They surrounded him, besieged him in his house, with the excuse that they wanted to debate with Uthman radiallahu anhu and to check some affairs out with Uthman. This is what they manifested, this is what they put out as their reason, that they wanted to come to a mutual understanding with him and to discuss with him. So therefore the companions radiallahu anhum didn't fight them then, because of the fact that they only wanted to check some matters with Uthman. So when it was the night time and Allah's refuge is sought, they attacked Uthman. They made an attack upon Uthman in his house, and they killed him at the end of the night, and whilst the people were sleeping, and at the time of the Hajj. And most of the companions were in Mecca, and this is what they had planned for him. They had pre-planned this. So they killed him, radiallahu anhu, and he was one who was killed wrongfully. So then, fitna, discord occurred, and splitting, and differing, and infighting between the Muslims. And the Muslims have continued to suffer from this, right until this day. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, فَلَيْسِ لِأَحَدٍ رُخْصَةٌ فِي شَيْءٍ أَحْدَثَهُ مِمَّا لَمْ يَكُنْ عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, so no one has any concession, any allowance for anything which he newly introduces from that which the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam were not upon. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is the principle, that when differing occurs, we refer back to that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions were upon. Just as he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when he was asked, what is a safe sect? He said, ما كان على ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. that which is upon, that which I am upon today, and my companions. And in the footnote they mention that the checking of this hadith and referencing of this hadith has already proceeded. We've had it before. The hadith is a hadith reported by Tirmidhi with this wording and declared Hassan by Sheikh al-Albani. He mentioned the hadith, that which is upon, that which I and my companions are upon today. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, so we refer back to the, to this. We return to this. He said, he's saying, أَوْ يَكُونُ رَجُلٌ يَدْعُو إِلَى شَيْءٍ أَحْدَثَهُ مِنْ قَبْلَ مَنْ قَبْلَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ فَهُوَ كَمَنْ أَحْدَثَهُ. Or that a man, so he mentioned a person who introduces something into the deen, he has no concession for that, no excuse. And he said, or that a man calls to something which somebody before him from the people of innovation introduced. They introduced it, and he now calls to it. So he is just like the one who introduced it. It's just the same as the one who introduced it. This one who is calling to it. Sheikh Fadhan said, whoever acts upon innovation, then he is like the one who introduced the innovation. As is indicated by his saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever introduces into this affair of ours that which is not from it, then it will be rejected. And the Shaykh said, and in one narration the wording من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever performs an action which our affair is not in accordance with, then it will be rejected. And I mentioned in the footnote that this checking of this hadith, this is from the famous hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, with these two wordings occurring in the Sahih of al-Bukhari with one wording, and also in the Sahih of Muslim with the first wording, whoever introduces into this affair of ours that which is not from it, then it's rejected. And with the second wording, whoever performs an action not in accordance, which is our affair is not in accordance with, it will be rejected. So then the Shaykh concludes and says, so whoever acts upon the innovation, then فَهُوَ مُبْتَدِعَ, then he is an innovator. Even if the one who actually introduced it is someone else besides him. And he said, he's saying, فَمَنْ زَعَمَ ذَلِكَ أَوْ قَالَ بِهِ فَقَدْ رَدَّ السُّنَّةِ وَخَالَفَ الْحَقِّ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ وَأَبَاحَ الْبِدَعَةِ وَهُوَ أَضَرُّ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ مِنْ إِبْلِيسِ. He said, so whoever claims that, or says in accordance with it, then he has rejected the sunnah and has contradicted the truth and the jama'ah, and he has made permissible innovations, and he is more harmful against this nation than Iblis. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, the one who promotes innovations and dissuades people from the affairs of the sunnah, this person is more harmful to the nation than Iblis. Because the people know that Iblis is an enemy, and that Allah has warned us against him. But this one, many people do not know that he is an enemy. The one who does this, calls to innovations, and dissuades people, or alienates people from matters of the sunnah. Sheikh said, for this one, many of the people do not know that he is an enemy, because he camouflages himself. He camouflages himself with Islam and with knowledge, and he manifests good. So he is more harmful than Iblis, who clearly displays enmity. And therefore, the munafiqun, the hypocrites, are more dangerous to the Muslims than the kuffar and the outright disbelievers. Because as for the kuffar, the outright disbelievers, then it is known that they are disbelievers. But as for those people, the hypocrites, munafiqun, then they make an outward show of being upon Islam, whilst they plot against the Muslims secretly within the body of the Muslims. So this is more dangerous. And therefore Allah the Majestic and Most High said with regard to them, humul adu fahdharhum qatalahum Allah anna yufakun. Surah Al-Munafiqun, that surah, that's the whole surah about them, the hypocrites, 63rd surah, ayah 4, with the explanation, they are the enemy, so beware of them. May Allah curse them. How is it that they are deluded away from the truth? That's where Sheikh Fawzan ends explanation of this point. Just to mention briefly something from the explanation of Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, and he just made the point of note with regard to the point that the Deen al-Atiq, the ancient religion, is being described as being what was from the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the killing of Uthman. That is the ancient religion. Then Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, he just made a point. He said, so the author described the time which preceded the killing of Uthman radiallahu anhu and which came after the passing away of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being the time of the ancient religion. And this saying, perhaps a point of observation could be made with regard to the author. Because Ad-Din al-Atiq, the ancient religion, is the Book of Allah. And actually, what is the ancient religion? He said, it is the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And these two remain. And there is no doubt. These two, they remain. So in other words, the ancient religion remains, no matter what. And he said, but no doubt, this time was secure from disagreement outwardly. However, the enemies of the religion, the evildoers, they were planting seeds of disagreement, as you have heard. So he described the disagreement. He was describing here the disagreement that came about. Even though the religion, the deen, is what is taken from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regard to matters of creed and belief, and with regard to rulings, and that was settled with the death of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it would be befitting to mention it with a different wording, such that he could say, the time of the rightly guided Khulafa radiallahu anhum before the death of Uthman was the time when the people of influence and authority were united in the affairs of the religion, and there was no disagreement that was apparent. The Sheikh said, because of the point, why is this observation being made? He said, because the religion that was at that time is the same religion that is after it. It is the same as the first religion. I mean, the ancient religion will always be the same, no matter what difference occurs. He carried on with further explanation. As for the next point that Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah brings, then point number 109, as it's numbered here, he said, ومن عرف ما ترك أصحاب البدع من السنة وما فارقوا فيه رحمك الله فتمسك به فهو صاحب سنة وصاحب جماعة وحقيق أن يتبع وأن يعان وأن يحفظ وهو ممن أوصى به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, and whoever recognizes what the people of innovation have abandoned from the Sunnah, and he clings to it, then he is a person of the Sunnah and a person of the Jama'ah. He is deserving of being followed, aided and protected. He is one of those concerning whom Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a request and gave instructions concerning. Shaykh Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said in explanation, he's saying, وَمَنْ عَرَفَ مَا تَرَكَ أَصْحَابُ الْبِدَعِ مِنَ السُّنَّةِ وَمَا فَارَقُوا فِيهِ فَتَمَسَّكَ بِهِ فَهُوَ صَاحِبُ سُنَّةٍ وَصَاحِبُ جَمَاعَةٍ فَحَقِيقٌ أَنْ يُؤْتَبَعَ وَأَنْ يُعَانَ وَأَنْ يُحْفَظَ وَهُوَ مِمَّنْ أَوْصَى بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And whoever recognizes what the people of innovation have abandoned from the Sunnah, and he clings to it, then he is a person of the Sunnah and a person of the Jama'ah. He is deserving of being followed, aided and protected. He is one of those concerning whom Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave instructions. He said, meaning, he gave instructions concerning them, he gave requests concerning them. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, in his saying, هم من كانوا على ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. They are those who are upon that which I and my companions are upon today. Hadith, as I mentioned in the footnote again, hadith having preceded, in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi, declared Hassan by Shaykh al-Albani, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhuma, who got to the splitting of the Ummah with this wording. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the same sect as being those who are upon that which I and my companions are upon today. The Shaykh said, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam counseled that we should be with them, we should be with those people, along with this Jama'ah, along with this group, along with this body of people, and along with this group, which is upon that which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions were upon. However, this actually requires two matters. In fulfilling this, requires two matters. The first matter is al-ilm, knowledge, such that we learn, we acquire knowledge of that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions were upon. As for the jahil, as for the ignorant person, then he will not know anything. And he may think that the one who is upon that which opposes it is actually upon what the Messenger was upon, when this is not the case. Being upon that which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions were upon, the first thing that is required from you to be actually upon that, is the first thing is of course knowledge of that, knowledge of what they were upon, to make sure that you are upon it. It's a knowledge. As for the ignorant person, he may think that somebody who is upon something different is upon that. And he said, the second matter is as-sabru ala thabati ala ma alayhi ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ashabuhu. The second matter then is to have patience upon remaining firm upon that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions were upon. Because whoever clings to the Sunnah, he will encounter adversity and discomfort and being looked down upon and being belittled or being threatened by the people. However, it is upon him to have patience and not weaken and give up regarding the truth, nor that he negotiates and barters regarding it, nor that he steps down from any part of it. And therefore, it occurs that whoever holds on to it, that it occurs that whoever holds on to his religion at the end of time, that he will be like a person who is holding on to a burning coal, or like a person who is walking upon thorns, because of the hardships which he encounters from the people, and the adversity and the discomfort. So therefore it requires patience. And that's where Sheikh Al-Fawzan ends explanation of this point. Then just finally, something from the explanation of Sheikh Saleh Al-Suhaimi, Hafidhullah, that he said in his taped explanation, he said, if you see a Muslim giving importance to seeking to follow the sunnahs which the people have left, which the people have abandoned, and which they have exchanged in favour of innovations, then know that he is a person of sunnah, and it is upon you to love him for Allah's sake and to take benefit from him and from his knowledge. The one who acts upon the sunnahs when the people cause them to die, and who leaves innovations when the people introduce them, and who seeks to draw closer to Allah the Perfect and Most High by that, and he keeps away from innovations, and he implements the sunnahs, and he keeps away from all of the newly introduced affairs, then know that he is a person of sunnah. So love him for Allah's sake, and adhere to him, and be along with him. الحمد لله صلى الله على محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك